Let's look at Matthew 5:10, the famous Mount of Beatitudes discourse, in which Jesus says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Here the Lord talks about persecution when it comes for the sake of the Lord, for the sake of the gospel, that you're to rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for your reward is great in heaven. This is how they persecuted the prophet. Matthew 5:3, we'll go up a little bit. "You have heard it been said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy," Jesus says. "But I say to you, love your enemies and bless those that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Okay? "That you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brothers only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans do so? But you be perfect, therefore, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." And this is how he works perfection. You to greet people and love these people. They don't know what they're doing. They do not have the Spirit of God within them to tell them they're beasts or they're walking in carnality and worldliness. And your light will, and which is walking in the light and walking in the love, often it will show up their darkness and bring conviction on them. And if they refuse to turn, they will often lash out and attack you. The carnality and the beast that's operating, the flesh is the beast. That's what I call it, the beastie nature. And this often happens. The darkness flees from the light, comes under conviction, and they feel uncomfortable in their sin. And they justify it. Matthew 10, verse 16, Jesus says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be you therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speaks, but the Spirit of the Father which speaks in you." All right. Jesus talked about when he sent his disciples out, when he sends them into these places where they're gentle in the midst of the wolves, those that turn and devour, and serpents that bite and sting and tell lies. You're to be as harmless as a dove. And he also admonishes, be aware of them, for they'll deliver you up in councils and scourge you. And you'll be brought before kings and governors to be a testimony to them about Jesus. But when they deliver you up, don't think about what you're going to say. For it is not you that speaks, but the Spirit of your Father which speaks in you. And brother shall deliver a brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. This admonition is to endure until the end. Even when people speak evil, turn against you, rise up against you. Okay. And you're hated. But when they persecute you in this city, flee to another. For verily I say unto you, shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Okay, so the liars will speak lies. If they are under Beelzebub, they will act like Beelzebub. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hidden that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that you speak in the light. What you hear in the ear, you preach on the housetops. And fear not those which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear you not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, I will confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that takes not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receives you receives me. And he that receives me receives him that sent me. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Matthew 23:4, Jesus said again, wherefore, Matthew 23:34, wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets, and wise men and scribes, and some of them you shall kill and crucify, and some of them you shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth. Ooh, that's a lot of blood. From the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Verily, I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kills the prophets and stones them which are sent to you, how often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth, till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Now this is about the persecutions that happen till the ultimate persecution was the killing of the Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua. Matthew 11:45, then answered one of the lawyers and said to him, Master, the saying thou reproachest us also. And he said, woe unto you also, you lawyers, for you laden men with burdens grievous to be borne, and you yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the sepulchre of the prophets, and your fathers kill them. Truly you bear witness that you allow the deeds of your father. For they indeed killed them, and you build their sepulchres. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple. Verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe to you lawyers! You have taken away the key of knowledge, and you enter not in yourselves, and them that were entering in you hindered. We say that of the modern day lawyers also. But the point is, all the blood, it will be required by that generation, which means that Jesus paid the price for all the blood slain. He paid the price if they were to repent. And he said these things unto them. The scribes and Pharisees began to urge him vehemently and to provoke him to speak in many things, laying in wait for him like serpents, my commentary, and seeking to cast something out of his mouth that they might accuse him. Now remember when I started off, I said if they'll do it to the master, they'll do it to your disciples also. Luke 21:12. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And you shall be betrayed both by parents and brothers and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you they shall cause to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. There shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess you your soul. Possess your soul. In other words, hang on to it. Don't let go. Keep steady no matter what the issue is. Matthew 15:17. These things I command you. It's you love one another. He was talking to his disciples. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. In other words, now that they've been spoken the truth, they're accountable. He that hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this comes to pass that the word might be filled that it is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. Romans 12:14, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. And Mark 10:28, then Peter said to him, lo, we have left all and have followed you. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left his house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the gospels, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. All right, now we have heard the teachings of Jesus on persecution. Let us look at a few New Testament scriptures mainly by the Apostle Paul. First to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 12:1, Paul says, it's not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knows. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Obsession one, will I glory? Yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he sees me to be, or that he hears of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation that was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then am I strong. For when I'm weak, God's grace is sufficient, for his strength is made perfect in weakness. When we are weak in all these infirmities, reproaches, and necessities, having needs, persecutions, distresses for Christ's sake, then when I'm weak, then I'm strong. 2 Corinthians 3:10, but you have fully known my doctrines, that's teachings, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Philippians 2:4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in the heaven, things in the earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God our Father. If we take up our cross and follow him, this is what we should do. We are not God, but we should empty ourselves of any pretensions and take on the form of a servant, and be humble and take up our cross and follow him. Galatians 6:14, he is our example, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world. Philippians 3:7, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yes, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I'd already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brothers, I count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so be it with you.